SBS Radio. On radio, online and mobile, you're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Dinka.
We're ping na gyu ar tong jeng ne SBS Dinka Radio.
Hello and welcome to SBS Dinka Radio. I will be talking to Sarah now. Sarah is one of the Sudanese living in Australia, or Sudanese Australians, and she's reacting to the news in Sudan that Omar Hassan al-Bashir, the Sudanese president who ruled the country for 30 years, is now gone, and the new military body, or the transitional military council, is said to be ruling again for another 2 years. I don't know what will be the reaction of the activists like Sarah, and she's here in SBS today to tell us her reaction. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Hello.
Now, tell us, yesterday the military came out after many months of demonstration, and the military said that they were going to make an announcement that lasted for 8 hours, and then later it emerged that the defense minister is now the president or the ruling leader of Sudan. What was your reaction in the first place after hearing that Omar Hassan al-Bashir is gone?
Well, the announcement, we were told that we're going to get an announcement from the armed forces 7 hours before we actually got the announcement. So we had 7 hours of rumors, 7 hours of bits of news from here and there. We were unsure. We were unsure whether it was actually real or whether it actually happened. So we had 7 hours of anticipation. Some people jumped to conclusions and started celebrating. Others, like myself, were very weary and anticipating what would actually happen. So I was personally very weary. I didn't take it for granted that Bashir actually left, until I heard the announcement 7 hours later, and it was complete and utter disappointment. It was complete and utter disappointment seeing the face of Ibn Auf, another war criminal indicted by the ICC, by the International Criminal Court, telling us that they led a coup against another war criminal. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense.
Just looking at what happened when the military supported the civilian, when the security forces, according to whatever I heard, when the security forces were shooting at the protesters, at first place it was suggested that the military was with the civilians. How did that end up, actually, the military supporting the regime?
Well, from the get-go, the Sudanese Professionals Associations, when they called for the mass protests on April 6th, they told everyone to head towards the premises of the armed forces, because we did want the support of the armed forces. And we were actually really wanting the support of the lower rank officials, because these are the ones who are actually honest people with integrity. All the top officials are in one way or another allies of the government. And that's why after Bashir's last statement before the coup, he actually appointed all of these leaders from the armed forces. He appointed them as governors. So that only shows that these are the people he trusts, and these are the people who are his allies, really. So we were not interested in them coming in and taking power. We were interested in the honest, lower-ranking officials to come in and say that the coup happened.
But looking at what you just mentioned now was one of the funny things that I have seen, that when the state of emergency was declared and governors, military governors, were appointed, it shows that even if Omar Hassan al-Bashir was to go, the system has not gone. So do the people of Sudan feel cheated?
Of course, it's basically recycling of the same regime. It's just the recycling of the same regime. We all know, and it's amazing how, because the protests in Sudan have been going on for so long, we've had 4 months of preparation for this day. During these 4 months, the political awareness of people has increased like never before, and it was really impressive to see Sudanese people aware of the corrupt government, aware of the corrupt leaders, and aware that Ibn Auf is a war criminal, and he's also corrupt, and he's got blood as his on his hands, just like Bashir. And from the second everyone saw his face, they started chanting against him. And it was even there were jokes on Twitter being about how he must have been the first leader. He might actually be the first leader in history to be toppled down so fast.
Do you think now the whole demonstration is going to go apart? They will disagree over what happened?
No way. The numbers of people actually at the sit-in now are more than ever, more than the ones we've had on April 6th, more than ever. We've got more people now than there were before the statement by Ibn Auf. If anything, this revolution has united us like never before. One of the first chants that people were chanting on the streets of Khartoum were, Omar al-Bashir, you are racist, we are all Darfur. So we have all unified, and on this one, we are all united. Nobody. I have not heard a single piece of news from anyone on the ground saying that there were people who went back home after hearing that Ibn Auf is the new leader.
What are the new demands now that are being made by the Sudanese professional associations, which you supported as people in Australia?
The Sudanese People's Association and its allies call on the Sudanese people to remain in the streets and sit-ins to guard the revolution. The internal regime's military coup by Ibn Auf is just another regime trick aiming to reproduce itself. The SPA has previously said that any transitional administration must not include anyone from what it called the tyrannical regime. So this is completely unacceptable, and anyone who belonged to the regime of Omar al-Bashir cannot belong in the new transitional government.
But is that not going to create a chaos for the country if the whole National Congress Party or the ruling elites were to go? Will it not give chance to UMA and other parties to say, oh, here we are taking it over?
They have no place in the current, in the new regime. People have not been out on the streets People have not been out on the streets for 4 months demanding the overthrow of the regime, to have it be part of the transitional government. It's not going to happen. They've all got blood on their hands. They've all participated in oppressing the Sudanese people.
What are you doing in Melbourne, and what are you doing in Canberra?
We've had quite a few series of events and quite a few. We've had a couple of rallies here in Melbourne. There's been rallies in Brisbane, in Perth, in Adelaide, in Sydney, all calling on the world to listen and trying to bring the issues in Sudan to the on world news, basically, and raise public awareness about what's happening. There's also been the Sudanese women in Victoria participated in the International Women's Day rally that happened in Melbourne, also to raise awareness about the struggle of Sudanese women and those that were detained and in the prisons of the autocratic regime. And we also had an exhibition of revolution art, digital revolution art, that took place here in Melbourne. It was a walking exhibition that was also sponsored by Amnesty, that took place from Federation Square to Parliament. We walked with artwork from Sudanese artists in the diaspora and in Sudan, reflecting the Sudanese revolution of December 2018. We had Janet Rice from the Greens come and speak about the situation and about what they're doing to and what they're doing to help and what their plans are. And we've also had Amnesty International make a statement. We beseech the Australian government to withhold the recognition of the Australian embassy in Canberra, as it no longer represents the former and also murderous regime of Omar al-Bashir and currently represents his bloodiest generals. We beseech the government of Australia to revoke the visa of Mr. Ibrahim al-Baroudi, who's the ambassador of Sudan and Australia, until the announcement of a civilian transitional government called for by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which is the coalition of Sudanese unions and professional associations, and the Forces for Change and Freedom coalition of political parties.
Okay, thank you. Pienge aritik ne SBS dinka. Chobro di akere chat na to de na Facebook. Yar walk ne kilo yuku tin eten kuleku walk. Take a pin. Nay, who wouldn't be called for you? SBS Dinka in Facebook.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.